With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Even though the 2024 presidential election is a little over 3 months away, polls are being released daily. Correspondent Lindley Sanders says the presidential contest itself between Harris and President Trump could be close.
Americans still see a tough contest looming, though. 56% of adults say if former President Donald Trump and Harris are their party's nominees in November, Donald Trump is more likely to win. About 9 in 10 Republicans say that Trump is likely to become president, whereas only 7 in 10 Democrats say that about Harris winning.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that Israel will exact a heavy price from any aggression against them on any front. It was his first public statement since the killing of Hamas' top political leader in an airstrike in Tehran. Also at SRNnews.com, a federal court says a floating barrier in the Rio Grande River in South Texas can stay where it is. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a December decision by three of the court's judges. The Justice Department sued Texas over the use of the barrier last year, saying it violated international treaties and was installed without federal authorization. The ruling means the barrier can stay in place until a lower court decides the DOJ's laws. A civil trial gets underway against the parents of an accused Texas school shooter.
Demetrios Pogorchis was a 17-year-old student when authorities said he killed eight students and two teachers at Santa Fe High School in 2018. He's been declared incompetent to stand trial, but family members of some of Pogorchis' victims are suing, seeking accountability and pursuing at least $1 million in damages. The lawsuit accuses the parents of knowing their son was at risk of harming himself or others. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A best-selling author and pastor has a new temporary assignment.
Max Lucado is now serving as the interim teaching pastor at Gateway Church in Southlake, Texas, and will continue in the role through the end of the year. He remains a pastor at Oak Hills Church in San Antonio and will preach at both locations this fall. Lucado steps in at Gateway following the recent resignation of founding pastor Robert Morris. He left earlier this summer over allegations that he sexually assaulted a young girl decades ago. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Church of the Nazarene expels a theologian and author from the denomination because of his stance on same-sex marriage. Church leaders revoked Reverend Thomas Ord's membership for advancing teachings that go against the biblically based stances of the denomination. According to the decision, Ord is guilty of conduct unbecoming a minister. This is SRN News. The markets took big leaps on hopes that the Federal Reserve would soon lower interest rates. The S&P 500 had its best day in months. More from correspondent Damian Tracy, reporting from New York City.
Big technology stocks drove a rally for U.S. indexes Wednesday, as Wall Street grew even more convinced long-sought cuts to interest rates will be arriving soon. The S&P 500 jumped 1.6% for its best day in 5 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%, and the Nasdaq Composite soared 2.6%. The widespread gains came as Treasury yields eased in the bond market after the Federal Reserve gave the clearest indication yet that it could begin lowering interest rates in September. Chip stocks helped lead the way after Advanced Micro Devices delivered stronger profit than expected. Oil prices jumped and stock indexes rose worldwide. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com.